Thoughts about the way the defense played?
Against UConn, I'd say defense did well. We got in a lot of situations where we needed to get out of, and I feel like we did that. But definitely, another game. I mean, every game you just get better and better. So being able to learn from this one and continue to just tighten everything up for the next one is going to be key for us.
How did you feel the defensive energy level was at UConn? K-Pop said he thought the entire team could have had a higher energy level. What did you feel out there in the field?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't know. When I'm on the field, I always feel like I have a bunch of energy. But, maybe from an outside perspective, maybe it didn't seem like that. But on the field, the 11 on the field, I'd say there's a lot of energy there.
What's it like when it's third and long and you guys get to kind of bring out all your little toys and packages and blitzes and everything? What's it like as a player to realize that's coming up?
Oh, yeah. Third down, special down, because that's where we all get to pin our ears back and just let go. So, we always are looking forward to third down. And when it's third down, we know there's a, like you said, other play calls coming in that allow us to bring a lot of pressure, bring a lot of blitzes and things like that.
Do you kind of look over at the sideline and for the call and you're thinking, okay, what are we going to get now?
Oh, yeah. You're always anxious and you just can't wait to get the call so you can just line up and just fire off the ball.
What's it like to see Juani, Kyle, and Z doing so well in the NFL?
Oh, I love it. Anyone from BYU, playing the NFL, I always, watch their games, follow them. I love seeing those guys really be successful. So.
Now that you've been able to watch the film from UConn, what are the biggest improvements you want to see in defense?
Continue to get after the quarterback. And with UConn, I know they have two quarterbacks, that they could play. And so they're both different. So being able to stop, both of their different, abilities when they get on the field is going to be key for us. So we can go three and out and really, allow our offense to be on the field.
Talking about East Carolina.
Oh, you said UConn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought you were talking about East Carolina. My mind's still on East,
on
East Carolina.
Question, so that's good.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
So you were wondering about UConn?
Yeah. So, you personally, your defense against UConn, I'm just assuming you guys watched that film. What improvements do you want to see?
Oh, okay. So, improvements. I'd say. I think we just need to continue to be more physical. At every position, so no matter where you're at on the field, when a guy comes up to you, you gotta be able to strike him and get off blocks and continue to make plays. So that's really, I think, the biggest improvement that we can have going forward into East Carolina.
What's the big challenge there? You touched on it a little just now, but what's the big challenge there in preparing for the two quarterbacks like they've got at ECU? I mean, is it just a matter of looking at different scout team quarterbacks, or? Or how do you guys kind of approach that challenge?
Yeah, it's really just a sense of awareness. So when the different quarterbacks come into the game, you just have to be aware. One likes to run the ball a lot, then you got to make sure you stay in your rushing lanes. You can't get too risky. If one's a passer, really got to get after him and make sure he knows that we're there so that he, throughout the game gets a little anxious. So, just being aware, I'd say, is the main factor there.
Is it a challenge to keep a track of which quarterback's in? I mean, or is that something you naturally, is it pretty easy to do?
I think for me personally, I feel like it's easy to do. I think the hardest, I guess when it gets hard is when they are subbing them in and out real fast. But there's still like a few seconds there where you can peek back there and see who it is. So right when you see that, you try to train your mind and you see that number come out, then you got to kind of switch up a few things. So in that aspect, I think that's how you kind of make it easy.
Anything else? Thanks, Bronson.
Okay.
Thanks, Bronson.
Cool. Thanks.
Hey, Bronson.